In travel news for November 14th, 2023, we have updates from Las Vegas about their potential worker strike. We have an update from the U.S. State Department on passport processing times, and we talk about American Airlines' ambitious summer schedule. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like me can do it. And now, today in travel. In a significant development for travelers and employees alike, Las Vegas narrowly escaped a major disruption in its entertainment and hospitality sectors. The potential strike that loomed over the iconic Las Vegas Strip was successfully averted thanks to crucial deals struck between prominent hospitality giants and labor unions. The Culinary and Bartenders Union, representing a substantial workforce in Las Vegas, reached agreements with Caesars Entertainment, MGM Resorts, and Wynn Resorts. This resolution came just in the nick of time, with the final deal with Wynn Resorts being sealed merely 3 hours before the strike deadline. The successful negotiation ensured uninterrupted services in the bustling entertainment city, particularly ahead of the highly anticipated Formula One race scheduled later this week. The new 5-year deal is estimated to raise the average salary of the union's 30,000 workers to about $35 per hour. More importantly, in an era increasingly influenced by technology, the contract includes provisions protecting workers against the encroachment of artificial intelligence and robotics in the hospitality industry. The agreement also includes a severance rate of $2,000 for every year of service, a significant benefit for long-term employees. The averted strike and the upcoming Formula One event are expected to catalyze a significant surge in tourism for Las Vegas. Visitors planning trips to the city can now look forward to uninterrupted services and an array of entertainment options. The successful negotiation highlights the importance of labor relations in maintaining the vitality of major tourist destinations. The resolution of the potential strike in Las Vegas is a crucial example of effective labor negotiations benefiting both employees and travelers. With the upcoming Formula One race and other events, Las Vegas is poised for a significant boost in tourism. This development is not just a win for the workers, but also for the city's economy and the countless travelers who flock to Las Vegas for its unparalleled entertainment offerings. Travelers in the United States can now breathe a sigh of relief as the U.S. State Department announces significant improvements in passport processing times, a welcome development as international travel continues to gain momentum. According to the latest update from the State Department, the standard passport processing times have been reduced to 7 to 10 weeks, excluding mailing times. For those needing a quicker service, expedited processing times have also been shortened to 3 to 5 weeks. This improvement marks the second reduction in processing times this year, reflecting the department's efforts to streamline operations and respond to increasing travel demand. In a testament to the growing appetite for international travel amongst Americans, the State Department reported issuing over 24 million passports between October 2022 and September 2023. This figure sets a new record, representing the highest number ever in U.S. history. With international travel on the rise, the State Department advises travelers to apply for their passports well ahead of their intended travel dates. It's recommended to start the application process at least 6 to 9 months before the passport's expiration date, especially considering potential delays not accounted for in the processing time, such as mailing. This positive news comes after a period of extended wait times, which peaked in August, with reports indicating at least 13-week wait for passport renewals. The State Department attributed these delays to staffing shortages and a surge in demand following the pandemic. The reduction in passport processing times is a significant boon for U.S. travelers planning international trips in 2023 or later. This development not only reflects the State Department's commitment to improving service, but also underscores the renewed interest in global travel amongst Americans. With the record breaking number of passports issued, travelers can look forward to more efficient and timely processing of their travel documents, further fueling the enthusiasm for exploring the world. American Airlines is poised to significantly enhance their international flight offerings this summer, introducing several exciting new routes that promise to enrich the travel experience of their customers. One of the most notable developments in American Airlines' plans is the application to the United States Department of Transportation for the initiation of nonstop flights from JFK Airport in New York to Tokyo Haneda Airport. If approved, this service will make American Airlines the only major U.S. carrier to offer direct flights between these two world-class cities. The airline's expansion strategy also involves a considerable increase in flights to the newly opened airport in Tulum, Mexico. Starting in March, American Airlines will boast the most flights from the U.S. to Tulum, operating direct services from Charlotte, Dallas, and Miami. This enhancement in connectivity to Tulum, a renowned vacation destination on the Riviera Maya, underscores the airline's commitment to offering greater accessibility to popular international spots. In addition to the focus on Tulum, American Airlines plans to extend its service to other cities in Mexico, as well as various destinations in the Caribbean and Latin America, starting in June. From Charlotte, Dallas, and Miami, the airline will introduce or expand routes to cities such as Bridgetown, Barbados, Liberia, Costa Rica, St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, Guatemala City, and San Jose, Costa Rica, among six other Caribbean locales. The proposed JFK Tokyo service is particularly significant as it adds an East Coast gateway for flights to Haneda, providing the largest metropolitan area in the U.S. with more travel options to one of the world's key business hubs. This route, coupled with Americans' existing flights from Dallas-Fort Worth and Los Angeles to Tokyo, reflects a strategic move to enhance connectivity between major international cities. American Airlines' ambitious summer schedule expansion represents a significant step in enhancing global travel connectivity, particularly between the U.S. and key destinations in Asia, Mexico, and the Caribbean. The proposed nonstop service from New York to Tokyo and the increased flights to Tulum are particularly noteworthy, catering to both business and leisure travelers. As the airline awaits approval for its Tokyo service and gears up for a busy summer, these new routes promise to open up a world of travel possibilities for their customers. Today in Travel is brought to you by the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.